Welcome to Living Western, a show dedicated to telling the real story of the rural American West through individual stories of the amazing people who call this part of the world home. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Living Western podcast. My name is Clayton Markser. This episode's going to be a little bit different. You see, we had a guest lined up, an amazing guest. And at the very last minute, right before we were going to start recording, he got a hold of me and let me know that due to some unforeseen circumstances, he had to cancel. So we are going to reschedule and bring him back on at a later date. But that leaves us with no guest for this week's episode. So I thought I would take an opportunity to use this episode to check in with you, the listener, or the viewer, if you're watching this on YouTube. What do you think of the Living Western podcast so far? We've had a couple great interviews. The first one with Ray Markser, author of Cowboy in a Corporate World, and former manager of the Matador Cattle Company, also known as the Beaverhead Ranch. And he's my father. The second interview was with J.B. Zilke, author of The Lost Cowboy. J.B.'s a young man who set out with a mission to cowboy or herd animals on all six continents where there's animals to herd. And he did. And he wrote an amazing book about it. Both those interviews were very well received, and I got so much positive feedback. However, most of the feedback was from people that are within my circle or extended circle. But there are literally thousands of you who've been downloading these episodes, and I am so incredibly grateful for that and humbled. But that means there's thousands of you out there that I don't know, that I've never met, and I don't have a relationship with. I would like to hear from you what you think about the Living Western podcast. What have you enjoyed so far? What would you like to see in the future or listen to in the future? Is there some specific guests in the Western cowboy world that you would love to be on the show? Let me know. I'll see if I can get a hold of them and entice them to come join us as a guest on the Living Western podcast. If you are interested in getting a hold of me or giving me some feedback, there's multiple ways to do that. One of the best ways would be my email address at the website, Clayton, C-L-A-Y-T-O-N, at livingwesternpodcast.com. And obviously, that's the website for the podcast, livingwesternpodcast.com. You can connect with me there, or you can connect with me on social media. Instagram is one of the platforms that I'm using the most. The handle on Instagram is @livingwestern_podcast. You can direct message me there, or just comment on the posts that I'm making. And on Facebook, the page is just simply called Living Western. A lot of the same content as Instagram, but I have a lot of followers who don't really do Instagram, but they are on Facebook. You can also connect with me on YouTube. The YouTube channel for Living Western has the same handle that you can search as Instagram, @livingwestern_podcast. I would love to learn from you and get some feedback as to how we're doing with this podcast. I know this podcast is still in its infancy. We're six episodes in. So I have a lot to learn about how to interview people. I have a lot to learn about producing a podcast. But so far, I'm pleased with how it's going. I'm pleased with the direction that we're taking. I would love your feedback so that I can make sure that you are finding value in what we're doing here. Because after all, the whole reason that I started the Living Western podcast was to bring value, bring education and inspiration, and maybe a little entertainment to those of you who are out there, both within my culture and those of you from cultures completely outside of anything I've really ever known. It is a good thing that I enjoy doing this podcast because it does require a lot of time and effort, and it also costs me money at this point. I don't have any sponsors or anything like that. This is all, it's a passion project for me. It is, I am so passionate about the fact that there's a story to be told about the Western and cowboy culture and a way to tell it that I don't really see other people doing. I really want to share that message, and I will do it at my own expense if I have to. But this podcasting thing is completely new to me. It is a path that I'm headed down that I've never been down before. So I'm kind of finding my way as I go. And, you know, I wrote something years ago, kind of along this topic when I was dealing with something else in my life that felt like a path with no clear direction, or no path at all, actually. And I'd like to share that with you, because I think maybe there's somebody out there that it will help. Please excuse the fact that I have to read this. I would wish I had it memorized, but I don't. Where do you go when the path forward is no longer clear? What if there is no path? We humans get overly attached to paths or trails or roads. It's understandable, I suppose, because moving forward is so much easier when there's a known path to follow. But because we spend so much time thinking about being on a path or finding the right path, we can get ourselves into a state of complete panic and or desperation when we find ourselves without a clear path forward. We seem to have it ingrained into our minds that if we are not on a path or do not know the path, then we're wrong. Lost in the deep, dark forest of life with only fear and doubt for companionship. However, it is in these moments that those who endeavor simply to keep moving forward will succeed. And not only will they succeed, but they discover whole new worlds that most just ride right past in their attempts to follow a path. The trailblazers push through the dark, rough country, unveiling not only the route never traveled, but also finding strength in their faith and in themselves that they never knew existed. Always moving forward, in their wake, they leave a trail for others to follow. Those followers gaining a confidence in their own journey forward, all the while being blissfully ignorant of the fact that the trailblazer ahead is simply just moving forward, pushing through the wilderness with no sure direction of their own. Just a faith that if they keep moving forward, eventually God will bring them to their purpose. And He always does. Now we're going to keep this episode pretty short, which some of you are probably relieved because the last interview was over 3 hours and had to be split into three episodes. But some of you are probably going to be wanting more. And if that's the case, hey, come back next time because we're going to have another long interview. But let me just say that I really appreciate all of the support, all of the feedback, all of the interaction on social media. And if you would be so kind, please let me know what it is that you value the most about this podcast so far and what else you would like to see. This Living Western podcast has become extremely important to me. I didn't really know what to expect when I started it. I just had an idea, a passion, if you will, and I saw it as a platform that maybe would allow me to help people tell a story, their story, and the story of our culture as a whole. And I think it's working. And I am so grateful for all the support that I've gotten so far because it does build confidence in the fact that this is a good idea. People appreciate it and they're finding value in it. So thank you again for listening, supporting, and encouraging. and especially sharing with other people. I'm really looking forward to where this podcast is going, and I'm really looking forward to our next guest. So, until next time, my name is Clayton Markser, and you're listening to Living Western. We'll see you next time.